heavy 9 track conditions to take us through the Cordy Leagues. Arian Humphreys, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. First leg of the Cordy is a benchmark 58 over 1,000 metres, 1.47.9 of the scratchings. Nostra Ray, $2.40. Giordiano at $3.70. Thornbrook, $4.80.
Yeah, probably 3 chances in the first leg of the Cordy. I'm going with Giordiano here, having his first start for a new trainer. He's trialled quite well. Robert Price trains here. He knows the track well, so I like him. Got him on top of number 5, Nostra Ray, resuming as well. So he's told okay too and doesn't mind a soft track. Number 6, Thornbrook, he's had a few tries. He doesn't win out of turn, but he's got a probably winning chance. And we'll put in number 2, Dangerous Breed, in next best. So we've gone 3, 5, 6 and 2.
3.562, first leg of the Quaddy. Second leg's a class 3 over 1600 metres. A host of scratchings here. Staying at home, runners 1, 4, 6, 9 and 10. Benfica May, $2.15. Side Hustle, $3.20. Eye Arise at $5.
Yeah, Benfica May, displaced the past 2 runs at Canterbury and Wyong, both over this trip. She's very honest, looks suited this grade. Just a 1 win from 12 though, so she's always running a plate, so I wouldn't be taking a real short odds. But still the one to beat. Number 3, Side Hustle. A bit disappointing last time, but his previous form was good enough for this. Number 2, Eye Arise. Putting him to 3rd, has some chance. And number 5, Liardo, last start with the next best. I've drawn 8.325.
8.325, race 6, race number 7 and open over the 1600 metres. Scratchings here are 4, 8, 10, 13 and 14. Tabfix Dodds favourite, Regal Stage $1.90, Air Free $7.850, Pelothronius and Jared at 10.
Yeah, I thought this was probably the best of the day with a couple of scratchings. Regal Stage and the Waterhouse spot stable. It was very good last night at Warwick Farm and just beaten. Should get an easy lead here today. Gets through the ground okay, so pretty keen on him. Number 1, Pelothronius, he's ready to improve after 2 runs back from a spelling stronger grade in the city. He might be an improver here. Number 7, Air Freeze, going well but rising in class. And number 11, Jarrett, in for 4, so I've gone 5.17.11.
5.17.11, race 7, race 8 to maiden over 1400 metres, 14 and 15 come out. Ballistic Land, $3.90. Clem Fandango at $4, as is So Say You and Sefton at $6.50.
Yeah, look to be 4 main hopes in the last. Clem Fandango was good. On the blue, we're making plenty of ground, much better for that run from barrier 4 and getting out to 1,400 metres. I think he'd be hard to beat. Most of these haven't been wet ground. Number 8, Sefton, was a big improver, second up. He too will appreciate the extra journey. Number 1, Ballistic Land, hasn't been far away. Her past 2 runs probably has a chance. And number 12, So You Say, he could be an improver. So in the last, we've gone 3, 8, 1 and 12.
3, 8, 1 and 12 in the last Best Value Quaddium play for at Goulburn, please.
Yeah, the best, Brendan, is race 7, number 5, Regal Stage, off said for Gay Waterhouse. She'll get an easy lead, gets through the ground well, drops some class here. Keen on him. Small field, hard to find a value, but maybe race 4, number 1, Katie did it. She's resuming, she'll get back, but on the heavy ground, she'll be strong late. She recently won a barrier trial and gets him well here after the claim, so don't mind her. Race 4, number 1, Katie did it. The Quaddy first leg would take numbers 3, 5 and 6. The second leg, 2, 3, 5 and 8. Just numbers 1 and 5 in the third leg. And 1, 3, 8, 12 in the last leg. And the play of the day, in the jockey challenge, Cafe O'Hara's $1.60, I think, very sure. But I'm keen on Brodie Law. He's about $6, I think. It ain't two chances, but I'll have something on Brodie Law at the $6 in the jockey challenge.
Brodie Law in the jockey challenge to keep you entertained throughout the afternoon. Ian Humphreys, best of luck today.
Thanks, Brendan.